Matt, I don't know where to start. You had two guys over 100 catching the ball. You had a guy rush for 100 yards. You had an offensive line that just got through playing in maybe the most physical game they pulled all year long. Well, what do you say about your team?
Unbelievable effort. Dallas is a really good football team. And, you know, I thought our guys up front played their hearts out. You know, in the second half, some of the runs started to slip through the back end. We got Michael going, which was huge for us. And then our guys on the outside, you know, I'm lucky to have a lot of talent around me and a lot of guys that make me a better player than I am. So I'm fortunate.
How hard is it for you to continue to keep the time clock you need to throw the football, know how long you got to hold it, yet they're coming? And they had a good pass rush early in the game.
Absolutely. You know, that's part of experience, I think. You know, I played against these guys 3 or 4 years ago, and I remember playing down there, and their pass rush was really good. But I think I've grown as a quarterback and understand that you got to hang in there just until the last second and have a feel for it and not get intimidated when you do get hit or get sacked early on.
You can pick out a bunch of different guys. You had a monster day, a 350 yards throwing the football. Pick one guy out for you. How about Quiz Rogers late in the game with some big plays, making people miss, extending drive?
He's been doing that for 2 years now, since he's been here. I can't tell you how many times late in games he's a mismatch problem for people, and he just sneaks out of the backfield and makes huge plays for us. You know, we're lucky to have him because he's a great, you know, change-up to Michael Turner and Jason Snelling. And, you know, he made a huge play for us at the end of the game.
Okay, last thing for you. You just won a game and you're 8-0. Does it mean more than that? Because this team seems to be very low-keyed and getting ready for the next one.
Yeah, you know what? We're halfway home for the regular season. And we're right where we want to be, but we have a long way to go. And I think everybody here understands that. We've got a veteran locker room and guys that understand what it takes to be successful week in and week out. And we just got to stick to the plan.
All right, buddy. Way to keep playing.
All right. Thanks, Arch.